Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Spiritual Discourse. Title is Sage Upamanyu, the Exalted Devotee of Lord Shiva, presented by Karthik Ramachandran Sheshadri. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Om Ganana Aam Tva Ganapati Gunghavamahe Kavim Kavinam Upamashravastamam Yeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anakshrinvan Nuti Viksi Dasadhanam Prano Devi Saraswati Vaje Birvajini Vati Dinam Avitragavato Ganesha Ganamaha Saraswati Namaha Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Haraha Om Om Shri Mahaganadi Patake Namaha Sadashiva Samarambam Shri Kantaradhyam Adhyamam Asmadacharya Paryantam Inde Guru Paramparam Sadashivam Shivam Skandam Keshavam Padmasambhavam Nandishvaram Kumbayonim Bharadvajatri Gautaman Namostu Gurave Nityam Shri Kanta Shiva Yogine Shruti Sara Shiva Vishishtadvaita Parabhashya Vidayine Jagadguru Shri Renukacharya Mangalam Dehi Prabhu దదీచిముపమన్యుంచ మార్కండేయం పరాశరం శ్వేతాచార్యం తచ్చిష్యం నీలకంఠ శివాహ్వయం త్రైలోక్య సంపదాలేఖ్య సముల్లేఖన విత్తయే సచ్చిదానంద రూపాయ శివాయ బ్రహ్మణే నమః యామాగుః సర్వలోకానాం ప్రకృతిం శాస్త్రపారగాః తాం ధర్మచారిణీం శంభోః ప్రణమామి పరాం శివాం అమృతార్థం ప్రపన్నార్థాం యాసు విద్యాప్రదాయినీ అహర్నిశమహం వందే తాం ఈశాన మనోరమాం Samba Shivaya Namaha, Samba Shivaya Namaha, Samba Shivaya Namaha. So last Sunday, we saw there was a great Maharshi named Tandi who was glorifying Lord Shiva, who was standing on one leg and with hands upraised, meditating on Mahadeva for 10,000 years. And that was shared, that how Tandi Maharshi meditated and had the glance of Mahadeva was being shared by Upamanyu Maharshi to Krishna. So we saw the glory of Mahadeva. Tandi Maharshi was glorifying Lord Shiva. We saw that was halfway through, and we'll be taking over from the previous class. So I stopped with the 34th verse. Bhuragyan sarva bhuvananutpadya sadivaukasaha dadati devas tanubir ashtabiryo vibarticha. All the worlds starting from the bhuloka. From the patala, atala, vitala, sutala, talatala, rasatala, mahatala, patala, the worlds below bhuloka, and from bhuloka, bhuvaha, suvaha, mahaha, janaha, tapaha, satyam and vaikuntam, all the worlds have been created from the patala loka till vaikuntam. Everything has been created by Samba Shiva, and beyond that, beyond vaikuntam is actually the spiritual worlds. Skanda lokam, devi lokam, apara kailasham, para kailasham are there. And even the Purusha Suktam says, Tripadurva Udai Purushaha Pado Osyeha Bhavat Punaha says, only this material world is just one fourth of Mahadeva. So the 3/4 is not actually that is available to us. That 3/4 is actually that spiritual world where Mahadeva eternally resides, and he is being served by crores and crores of mukta jivas. And dadati devas tanubir ashtabiryo ashta ashtamurtir anekatma satvika shuddha vigraha. Shiva ashtotram says ashtamurti, very special word for Lord Shiva. He appears in the eightfold form as earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and also false ego. So there are many places where Mahadeva's Ashtamurti is described in the Vedas and also in the Upanishads. Yajurvedam says, Yo Rudro Agnavyo Apsuya Oshadishu. He appears as Agni, that is fire, and also he appears as water. He is present in the Agni, and also he is present in the Jala. And then even Lalita Sahasranamam says, Ashtamurtir Aja Jaitri Lokayatra Vidayini Ekakini Bhuma Rupa Nirdvaita Dvaitavarjita. So Ashtamurtir, Mahadevi Parashakti is also glorified as Ashtamurti, because both are non-different. Parashakti and Paramashiva are non-different. So she is also glorified as appearing in that eightfold form. And then Shatapta Brahmana సిక్స్త్ కాండ ఫస్ట్ అధ్యాయ థర్డ్ బ్రాహ్మణ టాక్స్ అబౌట్ అష్టమూర్తి. శివమహాపురాణ వాయవ్య సంహిత సెక్షన్ 1 చాప్టర్ 12 వర్సెస్ 41-43 టాక్ అబౌట్ మహాదేవాస్ అష్టమూర్తి. అండ్ దెన్ శ్రీకంఠారాధ్య ద స్థాపనాచార్య ఆఫ్ ద శివ విశిష్టాద్వైత సంప్రదాయ టాక్స్ అబౌట్ అష్టమూర్తి ఇన్ ద వెరీ సెకండ్ సూత్రం, ఫస్ట్ పాద ఫస్ట్ అధ్యాయ సెకండ్ సూత్రం. హీ టాక్స్ అబౌట్ ద 8 నేమ్స్ ఆఫ్ ద సుప్రీం బ్రహ్మన్: భవ, శర్వ, ఈశాన, పశుపతి, రుద్ర, ఉగ్ర, భీమ, మహాదేవ. దీస్ ఆర్ ద 8 names of that supreme reality, and they represent the earth, water, fire, air and ether respectively. So we'll be seeing that. So these names interestingly come in Rudram also. Namo bhavaya cha rudraya cha namak sharvaya cha pashupataye cha namo. Fifth anuvagam, four names come: bhava, sharva, rudra and pashupati. And then eighth anuvagam: ఉగ్రాయ చ భీమాయ చ నమో, అగ్రేవతాయ చ దూరేవతాయ చ నమో. ఉగ్రాన్ భీమా కమ్స్ దర్. అండ్ దెన్ మహాదేవ ఇస్ గాయత్రి మంత్రం టాక్స్ అబౌట్ తత్పురుషాయ విద్మహే మహాదేవాయ ధీమహి తన్నో రుద్ర ప్రచోదయాత్. మహాదేవ ఇస్ అ వెరీ వెరీ ఆఫన్ యూస్డ్ ఎపిథెట్ యూస్డ్ ఇన్ ద అథర్వశిరస్ ఉపనిషద్, అథర్వశిక ఉపనిషద్ ఆల్సో, అండ్ ఇన్ ద వేదాంత ఫార్ లార్డ్ శివ. And then Ishana is another name in the that comes in the eight names of Brahman, the supreme reality. Utamrutatvasyeshanah, Purusha Suktam says that. And then Tasamishano bhagavakparachina mukakriti comes in the Rudram. So all these names come in the Rudram, and also it comes in the Purusha Suktam everywhere for Lord Shiva. And also specifically talking about Pashupati, there is a place in the Vedas, the Pashupati is one of the names among the eight names of Lord Shiva. Om yak pranato nimishato mahitvaika idraja jagato babuvaya ishe asya dvipadashchatushpadaha kasmai devaya havishavidema om uma maheshwarabhyam namaha. This comes in the Vedas. So ishe asya dvipadashchatushpadaha. So you are the lord of the two-footed and the four-footed. That's what the Vedas glorifies. Comes in the Shiva Sankalpa Suktam. And each and every name, as we see the Brahmanda Puranam, first canto, 10th chapter also gives these eight names for Lord Shiva. Eight is Ashtamurti, which comes in the Shiva Ashtotram also. Rudra, Bhava. Bhava represents, the name Bhava represents water. Rudra represents the sun. Sharva represents the earth. Ishana, the wind, that is Vayu. Pashupati, the fire, Agni. Bhima, the ether, that is the space. Ugra is the soul. And Mahadeva is the moon. So, these kind of things are present, and various Shastras talk about the Ashtamurti, the eightfold manifestation of Mahadeva. And then, moving on. అతః ప్రవర్తతే సర్వం అస్మిన్ సర్వం ప్రతిష్ఠితం అస్మింశ్చ ప్రళయం యాంతి అయమేక సనాతనః అయం స సత్యకామానాం సత్యలోకః పరస్తతాం అపవర్గశ్చ ముక్తానాం కైవల్యం చాత్మవేదినాం అయం బ్రహ్మాదిభిః సిద్ధైర్ గుహాయాం గోపితః ప్రభుః దేవాసుర మనుష్యానాం అప్రకాశో భవేదితి తం త్వాం దేవాసుర నరాస్ తం త్వాం దేవాసుర నరాస్తత్వేన న విదుర్భవం మోహితాః కల్వనేనైవ కృతిస్తేన ప్రకాశినా. అత ప్రవర్తతే, యు ఆర్ ఎటర్నల్, యు అలోన్, యు ఆర్ ద సోల్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ దట్ ఇస్ ఎటర్నల్ ఓ మహాదేవ, తండ్రి మహర్షి సేస్. అండ్ యు ఆర్ దట్ రీజన్ ఆఫ్ ట్రూత్, సత్యకామానాం సర్వస్మిన్ యు ఆర్ దట్ అల్టిమేట్ రీజన్ ఆఫ్ ట్రూత్, పరకైలాశ, దట్ ఇస్ ద గోల్ ఆఫ్ ద స్పిరిచువలిస్ట్స్. అండ్ యు ఆర్ Sanatana, you are eternal. And people who actually follow the path of righteousness regard you as the supreme. And Satya Kamanam. So that's what people who regard, people who follow in the path of righteousness. Satya means the truth. So like, and truth, they regard you as the supreme. Apavargascha muktanam kaivalyam chatmavedinam. Apavargaha means the liberation. And you are the personality who one should seek for attaining liberation. To get relieved from the repeated cycles of birth and death, you are that personality one should worship. Muktanam, Mukta, Jivas. are eternally present in Parakailasha. We are Baddha Jivas. We are striving to attain Mahadeva. Ayam Brahmadivik Siddhai Guhayam Gopita Prabhu Devasura Manushyanam Aprakasho Bhavediti. So even the Devas and Danavas cannot understand you. You are Guhayam. Guhashayam Nishkalam Advitiyam. Kaivalya Upanishad says Guhaya. Guhaya. So which means he is present in the heart of all the living entities, and also he is present in the hearts of the Devas and Danavas. So no one can understand him and no one can understand you, O Mahadeva, Tandi Maharshi says. And tam tvam devasura narastatvena na vidurbhavam. Even the human beings and the devas and asuras are completely, you know, they are bound by your maya. They are not able to understand you. Adavante cha madhye cha basase nanya hetuna mayaya mohitaha shambhor mahadevam jagadgurum na jananti suraha sarve sarva karana karanam na sandrishe tishtati rupamasya paratparam purusham vishvadama. Panchabrahma Upanishad. Even the Devas and Danavas cannot understand that Paratpara Purusha, the Supreme of the Supreme, Mahadeva, Shambhu, cannot be understood even by the Devas and Danavas. That's what Tandi Maharshi states here. It is also stated in the Upanishads. Kaivalya Upanishad. Sa eva mayaya parimohita atma shariramastaya karoti sarvam striyannapana vichitrabhogaihi sa eva jagrit paritriptimeti. Everybody from the blade of a grass till Vishnu are bound by his maya. Shvetashvatara Upanishad 4.10. Mayam tu prakritam vidyam mayinam tu maheshwaram. No one can go beyond that Maheshwara Maya. Except by surrendering to him alone, one can go beyond Maheshwara Maya. And then here it is also present that he is present in the here it also says that he is present in the heart of all the living entities. Hridisthena prakashina. He shines in the heart of all the living entities, including the Devas and Danavas. Devanagam hridagebhyo namo. Rudram says that. Stugishkrutam kartasadam yuvanam mriganna bhimam upahatnam ugram. He resides in the heart of all the living entities, including the Devas. Vamana Puranam, 1st Canto, 36th Chapter, 23rd Verse says, Svakrit pankaja shayinam darshayamasa devanam murari lingamaishwaram. When the Devas were searching for Mahadeva, they were not able to find him. And they went to Vaikuntha and asked Vishnu, Oh Vishnu, we are not able to, have the vision of Mahadeva. We don't know where is he. And then Vishnu requests the Devas to see his heart. Oh Devas, please see my heart. Svakrit pankaja shayinam darshayamasa devana murari lingamaishwaram. In the heart of that murari, in the heart of Vishnu who was residing Parashakti and Paramashiva. And the Devas offered their humble prostrations to that Mahadeva who was residing in the heart of Vishnu. Lingameva paramyanam, lingameva paramtapaha, lingameva parodharmo, lingameva paragatihi, tasmal lingat parataram yachakinchinna vidyate. When the Devas were, they had no clue when the halahala poison came, and then they meditated on the supreme reality. Lingameva paramyanam, the highest knowledge. Parashakti and Paramashiva are the highest knowledge. Lingameva param tapaha, the highest penance. Lingameva paro dharmo. We had discussed this before. Everybody has one kind of, each and every kind of dharma. So like a school going person, his dharma is to try to get the good, try to get a good score and pass in his studies. And also a college going person has the same aim. And also a person who is actually into work will look for always excelling in his work. So like each and every person has various dharmas, but lingameva paro dharmo. The highest dharma is service to Parashakti and Paramashiva. That is the highest dharma. That's what the Shastras say. Lingameva paragatihi. The highest, the end goal, the highest end of all, the highest refuge of all is Mahadeva. This comes in the Skanda Puranam, Maheshwara Kandam, Kedara Kandam. Within Maheshwara Kandam, Kedara Kandam, 9th and 10th chapter. Specifically, this verse comes in the 10th chapter, 62nd verse. And then continuing, Ye chainam pratipadhyante bhakti yogena bhavitaha tesham evatmanatmanam darshayat yesha hrityayaha yamyatva na punarjanma maranam chapi vidyate yam viditva param vedhyam veditavyana vidyate yam labdva paramam labam nadikam manyate budaha yam sukshmam paramam praptim gachyan avyayam akshayam. So people succeed in attaining you after having completely, after cleaning themselves with true devotion. Yaksmaret by Virupaksham sa Vahyabhyantara Kshuchihi. Just by remembering Virupaksha, the three-eyed personality, Mahadeva, remembering his divine form, Uma Sahayam Parameshwaram Prabhu, Kailasa Shikarabhasa Himavadgiri Kanyakaha, Namo Hiranyabhahave Hiranyavarnaya, Radagam Satyam Param Brahma Purusham. Just remembering the divine form, the characteristics of Mahadeva are beautifully described in the Veda Vedanta. Just remembering his form, one gets cleaned of all the sins inside and outside. Vahyabhyantara Kshuchihi. Karana Agamam, 3rd chapter, 12th verse says that. So like that, people attain to you after cleaning themselves by engaging in devotion, true devotion to you. And you show yourself of your own accord. Because we cannot expect Mahadeva to, you know, I have done like 200 years of penance. I had done 10 years of penance. Mahadeva has not manifested himself in front of me. He knows when to give darshan to you. So that's why Tandi Maharshi says, you know, so like you show yourself of your own accord. Because he knows our past karma. So he is the one who can judge everybody. And you reside in the heart of all the living entities. And by just knowing you, nyatva, yam nyatva, na punar janma. One gets relieved from the repeated cycles of birth and death. Nyatva devam uchyate sarva pashehi. 6 times it comes in the Shvetashvatara Upanishad. Nyatva devam, by knowing that personality, devam, deva deva, what happens? Uchyate sarva pashehi. One gets rid of all the bonds. Pasha means bond. Pashupati pasham. Pashu, we are all the pashus from the blade of a grass till Brahma, Vishnu, everybody are pashus, that is jivatmas. And then pati is Mahadeva and pasham is this world. We are tied with this, we are completely tied with this world and we are taking repeated cycles of birth and death. So he removes the pasha and liberates you by when you surrender to him. Nyatva deva muchyate sarva pashehi. By just knowing you, one can go beyond birth and death. That's what Tandi Maharshi says here. And you are the highest object of knowledge. Param Vedyam. So Veda is there and Vedyam is there. Veda is knowledge. That is the four Vedas and Upanishads is there actually. Veda Vedanta. But Vedyam is the object of knowledge. Namo Veda Vidam Manishinam Upasaniyaya Namo Namaha. A person who has studied the Vedas and Upanishads, Brihaspati Maharshi says in Sutta Samhita, 2nd Canto, 10th chapter, he says, the person who has studied the master of the Vedas and Upanishads will come to the conclusion that you are the only personality to be known. You are the only personality to be known. And they discuss katha about you. They hear about your pastimes, your glories. And they remember your form, divine form. And they do your sankirtanam. Brihaspati Maharshi says. So that's what here, Vedyam, you are the object to be known. What is the use of mastering the Vedas and Upanishads and not engaging in Shiva Bhakti? There's no point. Shiva Mahapurana Vidyeshwara Samhita, 4th chapter, 19th verse states, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Shamboho, Mananam, Veda Sammatam. Shravanam, hearing about Lord Shiva, Kirtanam, the singing the songs of Lord Shiva, Shamboho, of that personality named Shambhu, that is Mahadeva, Mananam, and also remembering the form of Mahadeva is Veda Sammatam. It is equal to the, on par with the Vedas. So, person who has mastered the Vedas will come to this conclusion. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Shamboho, Mananam, Veda Sammatam. Remembering about Mahadeva, remembering the form of Mahadeva, and then meditating, chanting the names of Mahadeva, Kirtanam, and then hearing the Katha with full attention about Mahadeva. And yam labdva paramam labam. You are the greatest object of acquisition. So the person who is truly wise, who has mastered the scriptures and who is truly wise, pandita, who is actually a pandita, will come to the conclusion that there is no higher object than you to acquire. Because you are parat parat parataram. Parat parataro brahma tat parat parato harihi tat parat parato ishastanme manashiva sankalpamastu. You are the highest of the highest. The supreme reality you are. So there is no, so they will come to the conclusion that there is no higher object than you to acquire. Tandi Maharshi beautifully glorifies. And so by attaining you, ஹூ இஸ் சட்லர் தென் த சட்லஸ்ட் அண்ட் தென் த கிரேட்டர் தென் த கிரேட்டஸ்ட். அனீயசாம் அனீயாம்சம் பிரகத்யஸ்ட பிரகத்தரம் உபனிஷத்ஸ் க்ளோரிஃபை. அனோரணியான் மகதோ மகியான் பை அட்டைனிங் யூ ஹூ இஸ் த ஸ்மாலர் தென் த ஸ்மாலஸ்ட் அண்ட் த லார்ஜர் தென் தி லார்ஜஸ்ட் த மென் ஆஃப் விஸ்டம் பிகம் இம்மார்டல். தி அட்டைன் முக்தி, தி அட்டைன் லிபரேஷன். எம் சாங்கியா குணதத்வஜ்ஞா சாங்கிய சாஸ்திர விசாரதாக சூக்ஷ்ம ஜ்ஞான தரா சூக்ஷ்மம் ஞாத்வா முச்சியந்தி பந்தனைஹி. சாங்கியா பிலாசபி டாக்ஸ் ஆஃப் 25 தத்வாஸ், பட் த சிவத் ஷைவிசம் டாக்ஸ் ஆஃப் 36 தத்வாஸ். பட் அல்டிமேட்லி த ஃபாலோவர்ஸ் ஆஃப் சாங்கியா சிஸ்டம் இன் கோர்ஸ் ஆஃப் டைம் ஆஃப்டர் நோயிங் அபவுட் யுவர் டிவைன் ஆட்ரிபியூட்ஸ் ஃப்ரம் த வேதாஸ் அண்ட் உபனிஷத்ஸ் தே அட்டைன் யூ ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் ஆல் பாண்ட்ஸ் அல்டிமேட்லி ஃபைனலி இன் கோர்ஸ் ஆஃப் டைம். எம் ச வேத விதோ வேத்யம் வேதாந்தே ச பிரதிஷ்டிதம், திஸ் இஸ் இன்ட்ரெஸ்டிங். பிராணாயாம பரா நித்யம் எம் விஷந்தி ஜபந்தி ச ஓம்காரஸ்தமாருஹ்ய தே விஷந்தி மகேஸ்வரம் அயம் ச தேவயானானாம் ஆதித்யோ துவாரமுச்சியதே. ஹியர் ஓம்காரம் இஸ் யூஸ்ட். ஸோ த சந்நியாச சூக்தம் சேஸ் யோ வேதாதௌ ஸ்வரக்ரோக்தோ வேதாந்தே ச பிரதிஷ்டிதஹ தஸ்ய ப்ரகிருதி லீனஸ்ய யக்பரக் ச மகேஸ்வரஹ. தட் மகேஸ்வரா இஸ் த பர்சனாலிட்டி ஹூ இஸ் ஆக்சுவலி இன்வோக்ட் இன் த ஸ்டார்ட் ஆஃப் தி வேதாஸ். ஹரஹ ஓம் இஸ் த பர்சனாலிட்டி ஹூ ஷுட் பி இன்வோக்ட் இன் த ஸ்டார்ட் ஆஃப் தி வேதாஸ். த மகாநாராயண உபனிஷத் சேஸ் தட் அண்ட் ஹியர் ஆல்சோ ஹி தண்டி மகர்ஷி கன்ஃபார்ம்ஸ் அண்ட் யூ ஆர் தட் அல்டிமேட் ஓம்காரம் ரைடிங் ஆன் த கார் மேட் ஆஃப் ஓம்காரம் பிகாஸ் மகாதேவா இஸ் ஓம்காரேஸ்வர. That Jiva travels, the Upanishads describe in that way, and here also Tandi Maharshi describes, he, that Jivatma travels in the chariot made of Om, and then in course of, and then he attains, the Jivatma attains Maheshwara. And with that, what I found is an interesting thing in the Vedanta, Amritanada Upanishad says, which is also quoted by Palkuriki Somanathacharya and Shripati Pandita, ஓம்காரம் ரதமாருஹ்ய விஷ்ணு கிருத்வாத சாரதிம் பிரம்மலோக பதான் வேஷி ருத்ர ஆராதன தத்பரஹ. பை டேக்கிங் தட் சாரியட் கால்ட் ஓம்காரா அண்ட் பை ஹேவிங் விஷ்ணு ஆஸ் த சாரதி, பிகாஸ் விஷ்ணு ஆக்சுவலி ஹெல்ப்ஸ் ஆல் த ஜீவாத்மாஸ் டு அட்டைன் மகாதேவா. ஹி இஸ் த மீடியேட்டர், ஹி கம்ஸ் ஆஸ் ஆக்சுவலி ஸோ சாரதிம், ஹி இஸ் த சாரதி. ஹி வாஸ் ஆல்சோ த சாரதி ஆஃப் அர்ஜுனா அண்ட் ஹி explained about he came as guru and explained about Shiva Tattva to Arjuna. That was Bhagavad Gita. Here also it is described, this Upanishad describes, Vishnu comes as Sarathi and the Omkara is the chariot, and you attain that ultimate padam Shiva Lokam by Rudra Aradhana Tatparaha, by Aradhya. See, Ara, the word Aradhanam comes in the Upanishads also, Aradhyas. Mahadeva Bhaktas are called as Aradhya. So Rudra Aradhana Tatparaha, the highest is actually doing the aradhanam of Mahadeva, Samba Shiva. And that's what here also says, I am Omkaras, Omkaras Tamaruhya Te Vishanti Maheshwaram, I am say Deva Yananam Adityo Dwaramuchyate. Taking the riding in the car called Omkara, they attain you in course of time. Mahadeva is Omkareshwara, the Ishwara of Omkara. Omkareshwara is one of the Jyotirlingas.